here's the thing, as human beings, we want to resist what feels painful because that's just our natural inclination to avoid fear and pain, to stay safe and alive. But everything good has pain with it because it has a contrast. It has an equal and opposite.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
That's probably... if anyone is German listening to this, they were like, that was the worst German accent.
I thought it was really good.
When I was 11 or 12, we had this other couple live with us for a while because they were building a house and they were in our church.
Yeah.
And they had a German friend who would come and visit them like every summer. So since they were living with us for a while, the German friend came and stayed with us. Now, her name was Wally. And she couldn't really speak much English, but she did speak in the language of food. And she would bring us Lebkuchen, which are these mind-blowing German cookies that at the time, this is when I was a chubby kid, like I would, they're huge. They're as big as your face. And they come in this beautiful German tin. And like, they look like a giant, super like full fluffy disc of a pancake.
Yeah.
As if it was like, you know, when the pancake rises up, that's what it looks like. And then they're kind of like candy coated a bit on the outside. So to my child self and my adult self, I would literally, I would try like all four at once, which was enough for a meal for a day because these are dense.
Yeah.
I mean, the name Lebkuchen, Lebkuchen. I think I'm saying it right. Yeah. You are... You're cooking with fire after that. But yeah, I couldn't control myself. I was like, Wally.
I can't believe y'all had a nice woman named Wally live with you.
I know.
Her husband.
That's I'm pretty so sure nice. She pronounced it Wally.
Wally.
Because I was Lori Wagner, I'm pretty sure. I am offending all German people right now. So.
No, you're not. You're trying. You're
I'm doing
them
my
cookies.
Best. Let me tell you about your cookies, guys. What was your favorite cookie?
I think probably chocolate chip. I'm just OG like that.
Just like straight Betty Crocker.
Straight. I like
the Would your mom make recipe. Them or would it be from scratch or would it be from you scratch it right out of the plastic?
Sometimes she would make them or sometimes I feel like we had, oh, remember those Keebler ones with the rainbow like M&M things in them? Rainbow Deluxe.
I do. My mom cooked all the time though, so she wouldn't buy that stuff. So when I would get, it's so funny because I probably got the better end of the deal, but when I'd go to friends' house and see the packaged stuff, I'd be like, why can't we just eat the packaged food?
Give me the processed stuff.
I was like, why do you always have to cook so good? So how's your week?
Oh, it's been really great.
Tell me about it.
I found a wedding dress.
Oh my God. Do you have a picture?
Yeah, but I can't talk about it right now.
Okay, that's right. Can you tell me if you went more vintage look or more fairy tale?
It's my fairy tale.
Oh, snap. You are just going to hide everything, aren't you?
What if,
a woman
what if someday,
won't reveal her secret. Say it in the Southern accent. Say it like
that. A woman will not reveal her secrets.
That's the best. Oh, man. Will you say that on your wedding night and be like, just kidding. Here's the secret. It's Victoria.
Victoria.
It's Victoria's and I've been keeping it from you. All right. So,
so I found a wedding dress. And,
do you love it?
I love it.
Oh, my God. Does it show your shoulders?
It does.
Shut the front southern door.
I can't believe some of my skin is showing.
What is your mom going to say?
She loved it.
Your mom loved it?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't understand.
Is it allowed to be photographed, though?
Well, my mom's really weird about it. So I went with my future mother-in-law and my mom.
How was that?
Let me tell you, that's interesting because it was lovely. They're both awesome. Mm-hmm. But also you just, it's like mom's there and your future mother-in-law's there and you're kind of nervous and I didn't have any friends there. But it was great.
Oh my gosh. I remember the first time my mom and my mother-in-law met, I sweat for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think I'm still sweating.
Because they're both moms.
Yeah.
But they're so different. And one like raised a son. And of course my mom has, you know, now raised another son. But then one has only raised sons and one really only raised daughters at the time. And I was like, this is, seems like very different moms.
Yeah.
But then I realized mom spelled backwards is still mom.
So they're all the same.
And you flip it upside down and both sides, it's still wow. So.
Did you tell them that?
That's all I said the whole day. I just kept saying
Wow, mom, wow, mom, mom,
I was like, I have nothing to talk to both of you about at the same time. So. Yeah, so wedding dress, that's huge.
Yeah, and they put a veil on you. And let me, have you ever had that experience of someone putting a veil on you?
Yeah, did you cry?
I was just like, holy balls. Yeah. I guess I'm doing this.
Yeah, it's like a real thing. You're like, am I a maiden now?
That's how I felt.
Am I a fair maiden now? What is this? Is it's this a so doily weird. Or a veil? How should I feel? Should I feel like you're going to, like, I'm a table and you're going to set me up? Or am I going to get married? I have no clue.
Am I going to be presented? I don't know.
It does really feel that way.
It's real strange.
Like, you're the special lady of the day. Are you ready for that?
I mean, I don't know. I think so.
What are you going to do to make yourself feel super, like, are you going to take a flower bath that morning? Are you going to sell the towels to your attendees that you dried off with? I hope you turn your wedding into a sale.
This is a good business idea.
I would love if you would turn your wedding into like a sales convention and just be like, I'm selling all my items after this, after I sweat in them.
Please.
If you're not a bride yet, this might bring you some bride luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you, it's common knowledge that you sell your towels that you bathed with to your guests.
Hey, it's a Southern thing.
Oh man, that's good stuff, Lori.
Well, I want you to make some money at everything you're doing. And I look at this as a business model.
See, you're always thinking. Got the entrepreneurial.
We do need to
spirit.
Talk about your paper company coming up.
Yeah, I know. I haven't.
You
done
still want? That's what Jack, you're getting married. Crap. It's. I'm pretty sure it's okay for right now because you're getting married.
Yeah, I don't know if that's.
I'm pretty sure
excuse.
You're supposed to be in the woods making pressing trees and making paper. You're gonna do it from scratch, right?
My invitations are from scratch.
Lumberjack. Well, we know what we're gonna call it though. I'm pretty sure, but we can't talk about it.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Oh, I named it for you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really not sure if you're all in, but. I'm more all in on your company right now than I am on the one that I want to start. So we'll just, we'll cheer each other on.
Yeah.
We'll be each other's cheerleaders.
I'll give you one of the towels I've bathed with for free.
You know, I have one that you don't know about from when you stayed here. So it's okay. It's all good. I sleep with it.
Cool. That's really nice. Yeah. I think that's great. And I appreciate it.
I feel like it's been bringing me luck. Do you have a quote? Or,
yeah,
we do quotes first.
Yeah, we do. So actually, I was listening to this podcast called Unspoken, I think, with that Ruthie Lindsay
How did
woman.
You hear it if they weren't speaking?
It's a new thing where you just are silent for a while.
And you make up what they're saying?
Yeah.
And you just say what you need?
And so I made up this quote that I'm about to tell you.
Okay, I can't wait.
No, I really didn't. But it's from this guy named Bob Goff. I'd never heard of him before, but I guess he speaks and stuff. Anyway, he said, you're always about a quarter of a turn away from where you want to be.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Oh, that's really true. And because I think it's so interesting because there are so many days where I wake up and I feel a quarter of a turn off. And I'm like, okay, what do you need to do to even feel on for that day? And I know he's talking about goals, but that's so good because it is so true. You just need these teeny, tiny adjustments or reframes. And a lot of times, like, you know, I think so much about how Thursdays I get reframed so quickly because I'm doing something that makes me happy.
Me
like
too.
Meeting with a friend. And then the rest of the week, I'm like, maybe you need to do that more often because I get my quarter of a turn from Evans.
Me too.
And I'm like, all right. So what else makes me feel a quarter of a turn?
Exactly. And then I get like shifted back that quarter of a turn. And I'm like, what the heck am I doing here?
I know. And you have to figure out what gives you quarter turns.
Yeah.
Right now, I feel like I'm back in the fitness days because you had to do quarter turns around the stage.
Oh.
I'll do them for you later. They're really crazy looking. No, to everyone in the fitness world, I get it. Like, yeah, it's not crazy to you right now, and you might even really thrive in it. But afterward, you can't, like, I can't go to the grocery store and just do that and have people applaud for me anymore. I don't know if they ever did applaud for me.
They definitely did.
You want to push that button in front of you?
Yeah.
It's so funny. Can you put it by the mic?
Yes.
Someone made this for us.
Permission to not care as much.
Exactly.
Because nobody else does.
Right.
Just let it go. Oh, my God. We're all consumed. Let it go.
Okay, guys. So Ashley, our friend Ashley, who also volunteered at the Bliss Project, who listens to this, and she's amazing. She's like, I've been connected to her for a long time. She gave us this button at Bliss Project called the don't care as much button. Let it go. So I've been pressing it all week.
It's a really good button.
It's really funny. She recorded it from one of our episodes. So, all right. So moving on from the pink button that is on the desk so that you guys all know, hey, you don't have your Phil's coffee today.
I know. I didn't get it today.
How are you going to feel Phil's up?
I don't know.
Are you gonna?
I think I'm gonna skip Phil's today, which is real weird.
What's going on? You feel acidic?
I think sometimes it's really strong.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe I can't do that.
Right is now. Your anxiety flared up today?
Can you tell?
No, because you just told me you didn't want coffee. So I put two and two together because I'm a genius
you
like that.
You are smart. Can and I've got like tell? A swollen all eyeball. It's weird.
Why is it flared?
I think maybe allergies.
Oh.
You know, just a good old-fashioned spring flare-up.
My allergies were flared up. So are we talking about your allergies or your anxiety? I'm like, is your anxiety connected to your allergies? I don't think.
Maybe.
Maybe
you're, I don't know. I'm not an MD.
Is there anything in your mind that's going on? That you want to let go of with that button? Are you good?
Just general life uncertainty.
Yeah. Well, you're getting married.
Yeah. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. That's super exciting.
That's super cool.
But it's also something that you're getting ready for on top of probably general life uncertainty.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something about life.
What?
The more that I do it, the more uncertain it is.
Thank you.
And it's just like if we can't find joy right now, and I'm not even shitting you. Like,
yeah.
For real, this has been, I mean, Chris and I talked all day about this yesterday and probably the day before and the day before. Like, it's never gonna feel like solid. Right. Even when you do what you wanna be doing, like, it's never gonna feel solid. It's always gonna feel a bit scary and shaky. So here's the thing, you literally have to just focus on, if it's always gonna feel that way, then what do I wanna be doing while feeling this way? Do you want to be doing something that you want to be doing? Do you want to be doing something, you know, because no matter what, you're going to be scared. You're not going to feel happy all the time and you're always going to have problems. So in what scenario do you want to have those problems? Like Chris always talks about it. He's like, do I want to have these problems, you know, these big problems checking out at the Ritz, or do I want to have them checking out at Super 8 or checking in at Super 8?
Dang, that's
and I
good.
I know that that's like, I know that that's just an analogy for just like what type of problems do you want? But if it's always uncertain, why not just go for the dreams and the rewards? Because you may not get them anyway.
Right.
So
you're
what's
just dropping some major truth bombs today.
This is for me today because I'm a little bit in this mode of like fear and I don't know if I want to and I don't know if I want to start that thing. Even though I was so excited to do it. And now I'm just like, if I'm going to be scared and feel uncertain anyway, why not do it in something that's like I've always wanted to do or say I could
go
do.
Go for it.
Like fail in something big instead of failing in my life. So
I really needed to hear that. Thank you for this therapy session.
It's for me.
Well,
but you can leave the cash on the counter.
I'll leave it on the counter.
I prefer 50 checks. Cent pieces or dollar. What are the silver dollars?
Oh, man. Remember silver dollars when you were little?
Do I remember them?
Did you collect
them? They
left
a mark.
Did you collect them?
I only had like two, but to me they were, I mean, I think someone told me they'd be worth something big someday. So I was really banking on that as being my way out.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it got me about as far as the first store that I got to and they're like, we don't take these. And I was like,
but it's money.
This is a prized possession. This is worth at least $1 million, says my grandpa. I don't know. All right. My quote is, let's see. I saw it. I have no idea who says it, but someone... Where did I even see it?
I don't know.
I saw it yesterday. I don't know.
The gram?
Most likely.
Yeah.
Where all wisdom lies. It was, fear is courage with prayer.
Ooh.
Courage is fear with prayer.
Courage is fear with prayer.
And that's all it's ever been for me. So, I mean, this last weekend I had a talk that I was like really nervous about because I'd never been to this event. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know like how this is. I'm always, whatever. It doesn't even matter. None of it, because I'm always nervous. So mm-hmm. whatever, it's fine. And the only way I get through it, people always are like, oh, it must be so easy for you to speak. I'm like, no, I'm literally saying a 20-minute prayer beforehand. Yeah. Like I go, you will see me saying a prayer in the corner because I'm like, I'm moving away. Mm-hmm. Like even on book tour, you guys would see me like, please, yep. In this vicinity, I am now praying because I'm either going to fall over or something bigger than me is going to come in and help me. So,
and the something bigger always shows
up. Something bigger always shows up. Even when you're like, wait, why is it not here yet? I'm 3 minutes in on stage. Then you're just like, let that go. You need the pink button. Mm-hmm. Let it go.
Let it go.
And then it comes in.
Do you I have think that you're really brave.
Well, thank you. Can you record that into the pink button as
yes.
well?
Yes. I think you're really brave.
I'm going to have so many. I'm going to wear a, we should make a belt with like 10 pink buttons around it for whatever
for
you
what
need.
For what we need.
Oh, I would love that. And we really call brave. It our tool belt.
Oh.
Because it would just be tools.
You need to copyright that right now.
Oh my God, that would be so cute.
That's so
like
cute.
Like record whatever message you need.
Yeah.
And like when someone's mean to you, you could just have a button for them.
That says.
And you could be like, press this button.
Bless them.
And it would be by my butt. And it'd be like, you're a terrible person. And I'd be like, I didn't say it.
My tool belt
my
did.
My butt did. My tool belt did.
Are you ready for this amazing review,
I've
Lori?
Been ready since yesterday.
Okay. I just want to say that this person should write reviews for the New York Times because it's a beautiful review.
Wow. A word, a real life wordsmith? A like a life, modern day wordsmith?
A modern day wordsmith reviewed. Here we go.
You know what? Sharpen my sword. Sharp. Let's go.
Here you go. At Melissa Z. Betta, she says, I first saw Lori at an event in October 2018 where she did an amazing spoken word poem and sang bravely in front of a very large audience. I didn't know I liked spoken word. Shortly thereafter, I began listening to her podcast addictively. I've been listening almost daily ever since. I love Lori's realness, how she can be sophisticated, well of wisdom, and a super goof, and somehow pull it off superbly. Her episodes are like a three-course meal. This is when it gets really good.
Whoa, I'm already full.
Right?
I've got room though.
When I'm on limited time, I go to her quickie series like an appetizer. Oh. If I have more time or I really need to sink my teeth into something, her main course of interviewing extraordinary people is completely satisfying. And on the days where I just want to indulge and feel good, I listen to her Q&A series with Evans for a delicious sweet bite that brightens my day every time. My best days have included this podcast. Stay brave, stay real, and I'm staying tuned.
What? Melissa? Is that
yes.
her name? Oh my God. Wow. If she's
beautiful?
Not writing something every day, then I'm not buying.
Yeah, same.
I am going to quit life, Melissa, if you don't start writing more in the public eye, or maybe you do.
Yeah.
Where do we find
where
more
do we find
bites
Melissa?
Of Melissa? Because right now, my stomach is full.
I am so full and satisfied from
yet
that
I
meal.
Still feel fit and light.
It's like I had a nice little salmon.
Oh my
dish.
God. It is like organic kale.
Yes.
But the best salad ever.
It's like, what's that place? True Food.
True Food. If you haven't been there yet, it is the best.
That was really nice.
Wow. All right. Wow. Blown away. Hair yep. blown back. Still blowing.
Yep.
Do you have a cue?
Yeah, I got lots of them. Okay. This is from at Mallory Aveline.
Yay, Mallory.
Mallory. When did you fully step into your ability to create abundance without resistance?
Well, I've never stepped into that fully. So, I mean, I don't know how to really say this more than we do, but I think it's so important that we say it every day. And this is my therapy as well.
Yep.
Like it's a daily practice because I do find the more abundant, the more that I can expand into abundance, the more I can also have an equal reaction, but just not for as long, or I catch it faster. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes the more that I've been able to create in my life, the more I'm like, not the more, but sometimes when I go into fear, the fear can be, oh my God, now I'm going to lose it all. And now what? Now I'm taking care of these people and will I be able to take care of them? And it, now the responsibility is so much bigger, and am I going to, you know, I have so much more to lose. So that can now be the thought in my head. But obviously I do work so much work around that, because that's not going to get me anywhere.
Nope.
Like when I realize I'm in that place, I'm like, this is not going to get me anywhere, but it's going to pull me in further. So I jump out of it really quick and I get into gratitude. So is the question, when did I realize it?
When did you fully step into your ability to create abundance without resistance?
There's always resistance there. Everything that is right for your life typically feels counterintuitive, because we are just in a life process of unlearning. So it's really just like, I mean, every single day you're going to lean in and be like, this is the feeling that's not going to expand me. But focusing on gratitude and you know, I think that when we're not in abundance, we're not in our vision enough, because the more that you get into your vision and you spend those 5-10 minutes visualizing and you go around those people who are doing the thing and you stay in the area of expansion, whatever that looks like, whether that's podcasts, whether that's books, whether that's the best music that you can possibly put on in that moment. Like when you're a kid, you don't have those fears because you are in just massive daydreaming.
So true.
And just go back there. Like whether those are, that's walks or, you know, you can't, and you, if people who are using language around you that's making you feel bad or making you feel afraid, you're going to have to spend less time with them, or you're going to have to let them know, like, let's talk about something that's going to make us feel better instead, because that's the only energy that's going to get you to the place that you want to go. So it, like, let it be okay that you have those fears and feelings, because you're a human and they're never going to go away, but get out of them quicker. That's it. Just get out of them quicker.
You've
That's
just
all.
Gotten all, you have all these amazing tools that you use to help get you out quicker.
Yeah. Because otherwise you just spiral, and the bad thought attracts another bad thought. So, and the good thought attracts another good thought.
Yeah.
What do you do when you're in fear around just money, abundance in your life, like lack of friends or things or whatever?
Oh, like right now?
Yeah.
I schedule time with Lori every Thursday. No.
Well, they're here with us. So
yeah. I like what you said about gratitude, just doing those. Sometimes I'll just put a little list on my phone, like, okay, or just go through in my head. I'm thankful that I'm here. I'm thankful that I've got legs. I'm thankful, just the little things. Yeah. If it's just like, I'm thankful I'm breathing right now.
You know what, Evan?
Start at the basics.
Just the more that we talk and the more we do this podcast, I'm just remembering. It's so funny because I talk about what I need all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talk about what we need all the time.
Yes.
Like we coach people on what we need all of the time. That's all this podcast is. At any given time, you can tell what we're struggling with because we're talking about it.
Yeah.
So it all goes back to community and having someone to talk to about it, because even if you go for walks and gratitude walks, they're great and they will get you out for a while. But there's something about connecting with people that changes your whole life. And it's
so
like,
true.
And it's the easiest for me to avoid it because I think that I've got my person, but it's not enough to have one person. You need actual community. Like we are wired to have many people in our lives. You don't need 20, but you need a good 3 to 5 that you can talk to.
Yeah.
And those are tough to create, but they can be created.
They absolutely can.
You just need to be
true.
Like, I need some help.
Yeah. Need you help? Why is it so hard to ask? I can't even ask myself to ask you to go have coffee.
This is getting ridiculous.
This is so stupid. Now
I'm over it. Now we're getting a date. That's it. You heard it here. We're going to have a date in the next 2 weeks. We are.
Yeah.
I'm going to text you after this, after Soul Cycle.
Okay, cool.
Okay, great.
You want another question?
Of course.
Let's see. Ooh, at Sunbum too. Love that. Sunbum. What do you want more than anything right now?
What do I want more than anything right now? More connection. That's all.
Yeah.
Literally. I don't want for anything but like more real connection.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
More friend time.
Totally. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Maybe a little more clarity on some things. But
do you really think we get that?
No, I think it's always just foggy, confusing.
Because I was like, you know, I really don't know if that's ever going to happen. Because I'm like, even around the things that come in like a lightning bolt and you're like, yes, I want to do that.
Yeah.
There's usually going to be a question around it because there's always going to be, here's the thing, as human beings, we want to resist what feels painful because that's just our natural inclination to avoid fear and pain, to stay safe and alive. but everything good has pain with it because it just, it has a contrast. It has an equal and opposite.
So true.
It has pain and it has fear. So when we look at the thing that we love or we want to do in our lives or whatever, there's an equal and opposite pain that we are gonna focus on instead, yeah. Which that's the key, is to focus on the other thing. So don't focus on the fear and the pain, focus on the reward, because you're going to be in fear and pain on your couch alone anyway.
So you might as well focus on something different.
Yeah. Otherwise, Doritos and Cheez-Its and all of those things, and alcohol, yeah. And, you know, nothing against alcohol. I love me some good booze.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, booze is more fun not by yourself.
Amen.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just boo. Boo. I don't want to drink boo. I want to make it boozy with a friend.
Yeah. Boo.
Yeah. Oh, boo. Boo. Boo boo. That's a good name.
Yeah, it is.
Could you have time for one more cue?
Yeah, of course. This is from at Tracy Gardner Fitness. And she asks, how do you actually start following your gut feelings for big decisions and changes?
I usually follow my gut straight to the restroom in the morning. Like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, follow that. But it's the same thing. The same thing that triggers having to go to the bathroom. That feeling of like, whoa. That's what it feels like to follow your gut. Like, it really does.
Yeah.
Like, in, I mean, I'm trying to really think about if you don't follow your gut, you're going to somehow explode in a really uncomfortable place.
You're going to poop your pants in public.
You are.
Which we've all done.
It's going to, if you don't follow your gut, you're going to start really making a mess of your life.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
But how do you do it? How do you, I think.
Oh, that wasn't a good enough answer. Oh, Evans, I mean, you really want to help people today?
Yeah, no, yes. Because I wonder the same thing. I'm like, I know my gut's there, but why am I not listening to it? It's just, you just got to do it.
Well, we're not listening to it because our great idea that we had, we thought about it too much. And we started thinking about the how. And you don't get to know the how. You just get to take mini little actions every single day. Like
those little quarter turns.
Yeah, teeny tiny quarter turns. Like smaller than quarter turns. Like an eighth of an eighth.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I'm not a mathematician.
I was a flunky. A flunky monkey.
You're not a flunky.
Hey, you know, flunky monkey is the name of a new great like ice cream. So I'm fine with that.
I would love that.
I know. No, you would. I just heard they were like, why ice cream was invented because I don't even remember. It was so cute though. Something about like because humans needed joy or for when they were depressed. This is terrible. Let's edit that part out. Okay. I don't know.
So little turns.
Following your gut. Here's the thing. If you don't, you really will make a mess of your life. You will start destroying yourself in your life. And following your gut, how do you know when to follow your gut? You decide when you get a gut hit. You're going to get hundreds of them is the thing. And what I used to think is that it would be like, this one thing will come through and it'll be clear on what I should follow. Uh-uh. Just pick one. The one that makes you excited, like right now, the most excited. Because you might have one, you might have five, you might have 20. Yeah. You might have none right now. But what's the thing that sounds the most exciting? Just start taking action on that. Because what's going to happen is you're going to take enough actions that clarity is going to come and you're going to go, oh, you know what? This is what I wanted to do. I'm so glad I started doing this. I'm getting connected to the right people. Or you're going to go and you're going to be like, oh, this was not it. Because I didn't realize that by starting this thing, I actually wanted to be more connected to people, but it's actually pulling me away from being in connection with people or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Who knows? Whatever you need. But at the same time, I do think following through is really important as well, but you'll get clarity along the way. Just act on one.
Just try it
out. If you're sitting there thinking yourself to death, I promise you in 1 year, this is still where you're going to be because thinking is just stupid.
It really is.
Just follow your gut.
Doing on something.
Your gut is from God. Thinking is from Thor.
Oh, Thor.
Actually, Thor is awesome. So thinking is from turd.
Yeah, from turd village. And you got to get out of that.
You got to get out of there because it's stinky.
It's stinky and gross.
Yeah. I was trying to think of something with a TH.
We talk about poop a lot, I think.
You know, I enjoy poop because it's a relief. It is.
It really is.
I am so grateful to be my own composter.
Me too. Go, I mean, like, go human bodies.
You don't even think about it and you just do it. Like, I'm like, I made that.
Yeah.
On that note, I'm just asking it to work. We just
keep it regular, everyone. The
viewership either went way up or way down. So
sponsored by Metamucil. Yes.
Oh my God. Don't you want to send this to them?
Yeah.
Honestly, I could really get sponsored by Calm because that is, I mean.
You love Calm.
If you want to have a great day. You don't have it in the morning, though. You have it at night.
Yeah.
Because it calms you right down, like literally everything. Your bowels, your muscles. All right. So I'm going to stop now.
Yeah, I guess I'll head on out now.
So you know what? This is your permission to care a little less about everything today because we're looking at our button. And I just got to tell you, let it go, right, Evans? What are you going to let go of?
Fear.
Yeah, I'm letting go of anxiety.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah. Sending you guys so much love. Please share this if you feel called and you have any friends who are constipated. Other than that, I hope this put a smile on your face and some grace in your pace. Have a good one. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.